The Mildura Blue Ribbon Committee and the Inside Story Night, which is happening at the Mildura Club this coming Sunday, September 24. Doors open at 5 and kicks off around 6 p.m. the start of the presentations. We've got Sergeant Alex West joining us this morning. Very good morning to you, Sarge. How are you?
Thanks, Matt, for having me this morning.
Well, it's great to catch up with you. Thank you for joining us here today. What can you tell us about this magnificent night? Of course, it's pretty much an annual thing these days, isn't it?
Well, it is. We've been trying to run it for the last couple of years because of the success, but we're blessed with the support of the Mildura Club to hold another night this Sunday night. Tickets are $30 each and they're available through me at the Mildura Police Station. So if anybody would like to purchase a ticket, just contact me at the police station on 5018 5300. And we're raising funds again for the Senior Constable John Glenn Resuscitation Unit at the Mildura Base Hospital. So all funds go towards purchasing life-saving equipment at the Mildura Base.
That's terrific. You've got a couple of presenters, Paul Britancello, Acting Inspector, and also Jimmy Coughlin. What are they going to be talking about?
Well, we're very lucky that we've got Jim Coughlin, who's a detective sergeant that was involved in the Tony Mockbell arrest and investigation. I think most people remember that infamous picture of Mr. Mockbell and the toupee that he was wearing at the time and his mode of travel in the yacht overseas. So we've got him coming along to explain how they tracked him down and extradited him back to Australia. And we've also got Acting Inspector Paul Britancello coming along to detail how they had the unfortunate experience of investigating the person that deliberately lit the Churchill Black fires, the Black Saturday fires, and where a person was criminally prosecuted and sent to jail for the death of about 20 people.
Amazing. So doors open at 5 and the presentations kick off at 6 p.m.
That's correct.
What can you tell us about the raffle?
The raffle, we've been generously supported by Tennis Australia and we've got two tickets to the women's semi-final open, and we've also got some donations from local community groups. We just want to do a shout out to the Boulevard. They're putting the presenters up for free for us. Sports Print, James Print have done all the printing, etc. for us. Ziggy's are doing the catering and Hello World have also donated two tickets return to Melbourne to go along with the tennis ticket. So we've been very greatly supported by the local community.
Also a nice luxurious accommodation in the studio suite with thanks to Indulge Apartments for two guests. An inkjet printer donated with thanks to Leading Edge Group. You've got spot prizes happening throughout the course of the night.
Yep, Mildura City Heart have donated a couple of vouchers as door prizes and the Pizza Cafe have also donated a couple of vouchers for door prizes as well. So again, thanks to the community for their great support of this event.
That's terrific. So keep it in mind, supporting the Mildura Blue Ribbon Committee and really will be a fantastic night out. So once again, how do people get tickets?
So if they contact me at the Mildura Police Station, so Sergeant Alex West, and the phone number is 5018 5300.
What about tickets at the door?
Very limited. So, yeah, it would be much appreciated if people got in contact with us. And thanks to your support, Matt Mann, I've also got two tickets here for you to give away to one of your lucky listeners if you'd
fantastic.
Like.
Fantastic. Great to catch up with you, Alex, and thank you so much for your time this morning. Looking
absolute
forward to Sunday.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Matt.
Good on you, mate. Sergeant Alex West from the Mildura Police at Triple M.